Hello, Troy here, host of the Jukebox of Americana that airs over community radio, WCUW Worcester 91.3 FM on the web at WCUW.org on Fridays from 10 until 1 p.m. I had the very good fortune of being able to speak with Gary Backstrom on June 24th, 2022, the morning before his CD release party at the Electric Haze here in Worcester, Massachusetts. He's got a brand new CD out titled Light in the Dark. We're going to go through this album in its entirety and hear the words of Gary Backstrom in regards to each song. A note that the songs are abbreviated, and we do hope that you'll go look for GaryBackstrom.com and procure the release, and you can experience it in its entirety. Let's jump right into the opening track of Gary Backstrom's new release titled Light Into the Dark.
It's a good day to be alive. Talk about nothing's making something new, but it's a good day to be alive. Said it's a good day to be alive. It's a good day. Said it's a good day. It's a good day to be
Definitely is. It's a great, great day to be alive, particularly right now as we're going to have Gary Backstrom on the phone here in just a moment. He's the front man and founder of the New England-based jam band Jiggle the Handle. He's played regionally, as many of you have seen him a number of times at the Wormtown Music Fest, Strange Creek, and actually around the country. He's toured the country many a time and working with various folks throughout, and he's got this brand new CD titled Light in the Dark, and the opening track here definitely brings out the spirit that I think we're going to experience here throughout the release. How you doing, Gary?
Hey, Troy. How are you? I'm doing very well.
Excellent.
Enjoying the nice weather. I'm assuming it's nice out there, too.
It's simply gorgeous, and boy, what a way to open a brand new album.
Yeah, it's sort of the theme of the album, like, when adversity sort of stops and you persevere and the sun comes out after the storm. Uh-huh. That's sort of the vibe of the album, So, yeah, we're trying to get a positive message out there.
You've been working on it throughout the pandemic?
Yeah, even before that, and so, throughout some relationship breakups and then my mom dying, and then right after that the pandemic. So there was a lot of things, and I thought, I looked at the lyrics to a lot of the songs and things, and I thought, this is sort of strangely timed, and it really feels like an album about coming out of the other side of a very dark tunnel. Mm-hmm.
The second track ends titled Mirror.
Mirrors, yes, that's the next track on there, yeah. That's definitely another sort of feel-good sort of ode to Al Green sort of style song, yeah, that is the second one on the CD.
Let's let it play a little bit.
Find the
that groove going there, man. Beautiful.
Yeah,
piece.
That's one of my favorite songs on the album. It's a style that I've been really into and started to explore in the last, you know, 5, 6, 7 years. That I really like soul music and R&B a lot, like a lot. And I've always dabbled in it, but I've tried to really let myself go way further into it. And so that was a really fun song to record.
Who's producing on it?
It's new and it's got sort of this nice life to it.
Yeah. For sure. Who's producing it?
So the whole album was produced by three people, me and my keyboard player, Chris Nimitz. We did it in his studio. He has this wonderful studio actually in the bottom floor of his house, which is also where we rehearse. And then we did all the basic tracking together, and it was pretty much, we did it in a funny way. I recorded what I call guide tracks, which is like basically a drum machine, a guitar, and my voice set to a metronome on my phone. And I would make these demos and I'd send them to him. Mm-hmm. He would take them and put them into his computer. And then we would have our drummer come in and do all his drum parts. And then the next time the bass player would come in and do all the bass parts. So on and so forth. So no, we were never all there as a full band doing the recording. It was everybody came in and did their parts on their own, which is kind of interesting until it was all built. And then we had a friend, Stephen Hopkins, come in and do the final mixing and the final production on it. And then it got mastered at Zippa Recording. Brian Zippa did the mastering on it. So it was a lot of work because there was a ton of tracks.
Some of
the tracks we hadn't touched in like 3 years, and we had to go in and be like, God, how many guitar tracks are on this song, or how many, you know, we had to figure out like what was usable and what wasn't usable. And it was like, sometimes it was like digging through like a big box of stuff to try to figure out what you already did, you know, and what needed to be done. So a pretty fun process.
All right. Sharing music from Gary Backstrom's brand new album, Light in the Dark. He's celebrating tonight, actually, with that band, or some of that band that performed with you on this release. We'll be at the Electric Haze tonight.
Yes, we will be there with our friends way up south. My friend Charlie, if you are a fan of the Coal Boilers, my friend Charlie that I play with, that's his band, and we're going to do it together, the two bands. We've been friends for a very, very long time. Uh-huh. And when I was in Jiggle, he had a band called Another Planet.
Right.
And we used to play together constantly. So it's nice to be able to do it with some friends, you know.
Excellent. We got the story playing. You want to set this up for us?
Sure. The story. The story is one of those songs that got written in various stages. The lyrics were a poem that I wrote, and then the music came to me on tour with Jiggle, driving to open up for the Allman Brothers. We got stuck on the George Washington Bridge, and the entire song went whoop, and it came to me, and I wrote it down on a notebook while I was driving the bus, stuck on the top of the George Washington Bridge, and then I put the lyrics to it later.
All right.
And, I think you can derive your own meaning out of the lyrics if you listen to it, but it's really a fun song, and it takes off at the end with sort of a bombastic guitar solo to end.
Let's let it go here.
Yeah. Thank you.
composition, The Story, from Gary Backstrom's new release, Light and the Dark. He's celebrating the release of this album tonight, actually, at the Electric Haze. Boy, you're right on, just letting loose on that guitar there, Gary.
Yeah. That part of the song, actually, I think, was written separately, and I didn't have the rest of it. And I wrote it kind of towards the end of Jiggle, and so we just had that tail piece, and we used to throw that solo at the end of other songs. You know, it was like a tail that we would just kind of slip in, and it had a life of its own. And then later, when the song got completely written, I was like, ooh, that's perfect for that song. So I took it and stuck it on the end, and, you know, it was like, oh, that was obviously meant to be part of the song.
Right.
You know, a lot of these songs were written either after Jiggle or just at the tail end. I mean, some of them are really new too, but just at the tail end, where we might have played a couple of them once in a while, but not a lot, you know.
Yeah.
So then I wanted to record them because they hadn't been recorded.
Not
that's one of them.
not as bright as you is up under us right now. What's with this?
This is very new, really, really new in the last couple of years. I wrote that in a Starbucks waiting for a friend. I wrote it in about 10 minutes. It just came out. It was one of those, I had a piece of paper with me as I was journaling, and I quickly grabbed my phone and sort of sung the chords into the phone, the recorder, and it wrote itself really fast, like it came from somewhere else. And I recorded it up here in Rockport. It's the one song that didn't get recorded where all the other songs were recorded. It's me on guitar, keyboards, and bass and vocals. And then the guy that did the actual recording, his name is Greg Dan. He has a studio up here. He played drums and engineered and produced it. And I got my friend Aaron Brown, who's also from up here, and she has a great band, and she sang the harmonies. So that's just the three of us on that song.
Wow.
And yeah, and that is definitely a song about somebody, you know, when you're in a real bad spot, and there's sort of one person that kind of like saves you and pulls you out of it, you know. And it's kind of an ode to that person. This is also an ode just to getting again out of a very dark place and coming through and being all that much stronger for it when you get to the other side.
Gary Backstrom with me here on the Jukebox of Americana, who's sharing his album Light in the Dark, Not as Bright as You, up now. Given a tease of that guitar playing of yours there, Gary Backstrom. We want folks to come out and see you tonight.
At the end there in the guitars.
What do we have up next here? Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, that was a really fun song to record just because it was we did it in such a different way with, you know, it was a little break. I don't know why I decided to do it at that different studio, but it just... We had a little bit of time in between when I don't think it was as easy for me to go to the studio we were doing all the other songs at. Mm-hmm. And that recording studio we did Not as Bright as You at was so close to here. And it was just neat to have one song, you know, be done at a completely different place. We did that on one of the last Jiggle albums too. We recorded a song called Fine Line. And that was like the one song that was recorded at a completely different studio than everything else. So I don't know. Maybe that's a good luck move or something. I don't know. But freshen things up a little bit.
All right. Gary Backstrom with us here on the Jukebox over Community Radio WCUW Worcester. Reviewing his album Light in the Dark. You can hear him perform this. I'm assuming you folks are going to go through the whole album, no?
We are. We usually, we're doing what we did. At our last releases, we play a few, four or five jiggle songs or, you know, newer. There's a couple new songs in there too, and a cover. And then we hit the entire album from top to bottom, straight through. And then we continue on with three or four more songs at the end. So it's kind of sandwiched in the middle there, but we do the whole album back to back.
All right. Well, appropriately titled song up next, Straight Through. Let's hear some of it.
Straight Through, good Lord. This is my attempt at writing a song that sounds, I'm trying to sound like Daryl Hall.
Okay.
That's all I can say. It has sort of a Daryl Hall kind of vibe to it. Again, a soul thing. There's a lot of that on this album. And you'll notice some sax work on the next song, too, that's really beautiful. We'll talk about that when we get to it. But, it's just sort of a fun, upbeat, light song. And again, it was a stab at writing in a style that I've always wanted to write in and I've been letting myself do more of lately, exploring the R&B and soul sort of side of my musical tendencies. So
let's let some of this go. Top shelf playing there, man.
Thanks. Had a lot of fun on that song. I got to use a completely different guitar. I used it, Chris, my keyboard player and very dear friend and producer on that, let me use his Telecaster on that song. It was really, really cool to use something that I just never used. That was really fun.
I was going to say, it did have a bit of a different sound.
The harmony vocals on there are really cool, too.
Gary Backstrom with us on WCUW Light in the Dark, celebrating tonight with the Way Up South at the Electric Haze. Doors open there, what, at 7 o'clock?
Yeah. And I think music starts around like 9, so we'll have time to filter in.
All right. So you mentioned some horns on Light in the Dark. I can hear them right there in the background a little bit.
Yeah, right. So that is a guy named Bobby Strickland, and he is Todd Rundgren's touring saxophone player.
Okay.
And we got to be friends over the last 10 years or so, and he just blows my socks off. And to have him play on the record was just like, I couldn't even believe that he would do it. So we sent him the tracks, and he recorded his stuff in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And, sent it back to us on an email, and we popped it right in there. And his playing just gives me chills every time I listen to it. He's just stupendous. If you're familiar with the Todd Rundgren album Nearly Human or Second Wind, he's featured heavily on both of those records. And really cool to have him play on that song.
Let's see if we can grab some of that right now, right here.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
sax definitely brings the right touch to that.
Yeah. When I thought about what song to have him play on, that one was a super obvious pick. And I'm glad that he was willing to do it. And he often still plays with Todd. If you ever go see a Todd Rundgren concert, there's a good chance that he will be on stage with him. And then obviously we have our own sax player, John Vanderpool, who plays flute and sax on all the other songs, and who's also amazing. He was part of the Heavy Metal Horns. I don't know if you remember that band.
Sure.
Way back.
Gary Backstrom with me on the air here, celebrating the release of his Light in the Dark. We got a couple more tracks here. This next one is titled Victrola, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, this is an older song. If you're a Jiggle the Handle fan, you would remember it. We never recorded it, so I thought it would be time to do it. And it's actually based off of a character in an Anne Rice book. If you ever read The Witching Hour, there's this sort of demonic character named Lasher that appears throughout all three books, and it's kind of the story of how he follows this family of witches through different generations, and at the very 13th generation, when he gets to the 13th generation of witches, he births himself through one of the witches and becomes a flesh and bone being. Uh-huh. It's kind of a scary, spooky.
Oh my God!
Sort of,
yes.
Song. Yeah,
I'm spooked by it. Let's share it.
Yeah.
Looking out my window to the world, isn't that the birthing piece, a little piece of that?
Yeah. You hit it on the nail. Have you ever read that book?
No, I haven't. I think I've this has been referenced, actually, or I'm hearing reference to that, this character, actually, I think twice this week.
So, oh, really?
I can't recollect. Maybe it was on TV or something, but pretty strange. I think, I'm probably the only person on the planet who's never read Anne Rice, but it might be the time.
I used to come home from gigs, and I'd get home at 3 in the morning, and I'd read until the sun came up. These books, I couldn't put them down. If you like a good mystery horror book, it's called The Witching Hour, and it has two follow-up books that go along with it.
Sure.
Pretty incredible story.
Gary Backstrom, it's pretty amazing. We've actually scooted through this whole album. We're down to the last track. Again, we want to encourage folks to come see you perform this album tonight live at the Electric Haze. We're going to have Way Up South along for the ride as well. Just an amazing night of music.
Yes, and thank you. I really appreciate you going through all the tunes. I don't know if you have time for the last one or not. But
oh, we do. Yes, we're going to wrap it.
Yeah, this one features Greg Vasso from Jiggle the Handle on drums. And this was a Jiggle song, and I wanted him to play on it because he just has a way about playing this Latin rhythm. And and we had a percussion player named Yehuba Torres also playing on all of the songs, but stands out a lot in this song. It's sort of another way to... It ends the album the way it begins. It's a very hopeful message. That no matter what, it's kind of like a new day, and you can look at like every day as like your life is just starting. So that's sort of the message with it, and it's got a Latin flavor to it, and it's like a bookend, good day and aliento de vida, which means the breath of life.
Excellent. We're going to let it play in its entirety, and look forward to hearing you tonight, Gary Backstrom. Thank you so much
for taking the time to talk to me.
You bet.
I appreciate it.
Don't go away. Gary Backstrom, band playing tonight at the Electric Haze with Way Up South, Light in the Dark. Here's the closing track to that new album.
Don't go.
That's going to be performed tonight at the Electric Haze. Gary Backstrom Band, Light in the Dark. Brand new CD from him. He will be featuring the album in its entirety. Many of you are familiar with the Gary Backstrom as part of the Jiggle the Handle, as well as the Coal Boilers, who've been on this program live a couple of times. And just love this guy. He's a wonderful, wonderful person. And then just on top of that, an amazing guitar player. It's just phenomenal. The band Way Up South will be opening the show. And those that don't know Way Up South, well, come learn all about them tonight. It's